my job is not for me to try to, you know, discuss all the different principalities and, you know, and all the different kinds of it. All I'm concerned with are the angels that actually interact with human beings. And I've, in the stories, because I'm still doing a tremendous amount of research, because I'm working on the third book as well. But there's two kinds of angels that really show up a lot in human life. And one of them is a winged being that appears. Now, when I had a near-death experience, I saw an angel that was 30 feet tall. And I have talked to other people who had instances where they were being shown heaven and that kind of thing, and the being of light or the angel, one with wings, just like we, you know, read about in school, was extremely tall. Some said 12 feet, some said, you know, 7-8 feet, but a very tall being. The other being that we have a lot, or I seem to have found a lot of interaction with, is a spiritual being who claims he is, it says, I am an angel to the person he's helping, mm-hmm. but they appear as a human being. They have no wings. They have a different kind of vibration about them. The minute, if you're in the presence of an angel that looks like a human being, you know it.
It's like that Nicolas Cage movie, City of Angels.
Yeah, City of Angels.
Okay.
Although I never liked the dark coats thing. I thought, you know, couldn't we be a little more colorful? Come on.
Exactly. You know? It was a little dark.
It was a little too, I was like, that's just too, you know, come on. That's not it. Anyway, because most of the, everybody says, hey, wear jeans and jackets. Come on, you know, they don't do that. But once they've had their intervention, they literally vanish in front of your eyes. So that's another kind of angel. And I think they are real. The ones that come in and vanish, I'm trying to put all my kind of nanotechnology and quantum physics and everything mm-hmm. else I can think of to it, but I think they literally slip through into another dimension. They've figured out how to slip in time or slip into the next plane or something like that. Now, when I had my near-death experience and was visited by an angel, I went to a place, and I believe that's my experience, that it was a physical place, like a planet, that was heaven, that was a real physical place. I don't
but think. Maybe in another dimension. It could have
exactly.
been.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, it was, you know, across the galaxy. I mean, I flew through the galaxies. I flew through the skies on this angel's back. And when we got there, I mean, it was terra firma. There was no dirt because everything was made out of light. But it was very physical. And also, when something like that happens to you, you don't forget it.
Well, physicists, including our regular guest, Michio Kaku, will tell you that there are parallel universes, that there could be all kinds of different life forms in these universes.
Right.
Who's to say that you didn't travel through this? How you did, who knows?
Right.
But you ended up on one of these different kinds of planets mm-hmm. that, you know, we have categorized as the spiritual realm,
right.
where it's probably a very normal occurrence for that universe.
Exactly. Exactly.
What about the fallen angels, the angels apparently who got very upset when the good old creator
mm-hmm.
gave us basically free will and kind of favored us,
mm-hmm.
and that group surely didn't like it. I mean, do you believe that story?
That's a good question, too, and it's interesting because I've had a couple of people ask me that. What about the, you know, the dark side? There's no question that this plane of existence that we're on is constantly a choice between light and dark, good and evil. It's what's in every piece of literature, being a literature person that I am, whether the literature is from the Sumerians, from 10,000 years ago to the Egyptians. It's the Zoroastrians. It has always been the conflict between good and evil, light and dark. And I think that I have never been visited by a dark angel. So I don't, I can't say definitively my experience is that talk to one of those guys.
Well, that's because I can feel from you right now that you've got probably one of the brightest auras around, and you have surrounded yourself this way probably all your life. I can't see darkness trying to get to you.
I don't think they really would want to try.
No.
I don't have time for that. I really don't. But I know that that is constantly a choice. No matter who you are or what's going on in your life, it is constantly a choice, always trying to do the right thing. I had a friend of mine one time who was in the media. He has a radio show in Houston. He said, Catherine is a street smart Pollyanna. Because I'm always playing that glad game, no matter how bad things get, well, there's got to be some silver lining here somewhere.
Well, that's good, though. You need this on this planet. And I think right now we need more of that attitude and belief system than ever before.
I agree with you. And that's also why I'm trying to write these books, is because to show a little hope. It just seems like every time, here I am in the book business and writing screenplays, and I go to the movies, and they're so dark and depressing. Not only is this story depressing me, but I paid $10 to get here.